Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
July 22nd, 2022, that's when the Pittsburgh Pirates traded Daniel Vogelbach to the New York Mets for pitcher Colin Holderman. Yeah, it's an early trade, semi-early trade, but a trade deadline trade nonetheless, and that's why we are going to give you another version of Trade Deadline Confessions, this time sitting down with Daniel Vogelbach, obviously still of the New York Mets, maybe of another team coming up. We're going to find out here, but we wanted to give you perspective, as we have with a lot of players here, about what it's like to get traded at the trade deadline, what goes into it, the feelings of it, all of it, because as I tell the players, I am not the one getting traded. I have never been traded, and I certainly don't know what it's like to get traded at the trade deadline. But we want to give you the perspective of people who have gone through that experience. And today is Daniel Vogelbach.
So everyone has a story about when they were dealt, but it's like, again, I've never been dealt, and it's a human element. It's the anticipation of it. What do you think of when it comes to that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, I just like anything else in this game, it's not in our control. It's always out of your control as a player. And, you go into the beginning of the year, and most of the time you're thinking there's no way you're going to get traded. And then, you know, you get to the trade deadline, and, you know, tables turn just based on how your team plays, how you play individually, how the other teams play. There's so much factors that go into it that it's totally out of your control as a player. So for me, I just enjoy every day. You enjoy every day with the guys in the clubhouse. You enjoy every day with people around you, because, quite frankly, just like any other thing, you never know, you know, what's going to happen, or, you know, when your last game's going to be with the guys in the clubhouse.
I've had guys say they found out in movies, going into movies, you know, on buses, and for you, what's your story?
I just got traded last year in Pittsburgh. I mean, I was in Pittsburgh and just getting ready for a game, and Shelty called me in, and him and Ben Sherrington just told me that they had traded me to the Mets. Nothing, I don't have a crazy story.
No, but was it a surprise? I mean, because like...
No, I mean, I think when you sign with a team, you know, that... you know, it's kind of in a rebuild mode. I think that you kind of know going in that if you play well, you're going to get traded, especially when you sign a one-year deal with them. You know, you kind of look into it knowing that, you know, they're trying to get a prospect out of you, and that's what happened. But just the nature of the game, and you kind of know it going in.
It's hard. You know, we had Rich Hill on, and he obviously has gone through it. Mm-hmm. He's going through it now. But I talked to him a month ago, and he's like, listen, when I got to spring training, I get how that's thinking. But you're hoping for the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. You play this game to win. You play this game no matter what team you're on, no matter what the outside sayers say, whatever team, you know, you're expected to win this many games, you're expected to lose. As an athlete and as a competitor, you expect to win the World Series every time you go to spring training. So I totally get that part.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to, I mean, the minute you accept losing, I think. think then that's a bigger issue. So you go to the park every single day, believing that you're going to win and you're going to win a lot of games.
And this last thing, when the week leading up to it is, I mean, you go through that and then you're like, okay, this is going to be a wild week. So was that the case last year or not?
No.
You're pretty good at karma.
I mean, I think when I've played this game long enough now that, just like I said, like everything else, it's out of your control.
Yeah.
You start worrying about
that.
But when you've been through it and you've been, I mean, it's the same as like you go when you're in high school, you go through the draft. Like, you want this, you think you're going to get. Everything is out of your control. So I think that when you accept that and just control what you can control, I think that this game, it goes a little smoother.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.